welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you with the Xavier Cugat Orchestra and Miami Beach Rumba. Coming up on the program today, film critic Dan Hudak of HudakOnHollywood.com previews the Miami Jewish Film Festival with their new director. Classical contributor Charles Greenfield speaks with executive director Carlene Sawyer about the Dranoff International Two Piano Foundation and its upcoming events. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar today features Andy Newman. The world's oldest Art Deco society celebrates its mission to preserve, protect, and promote the cultural, social, economic, environmental, and architectural integrity of the Miami Beach Architectural Historic District in the 37th annual Art Deco weekend, January 17th through the 19th. And we welcome back the marketing director for the Miami Design Preservation League, Ms. Amanda Bush, to give us a preview of the quite exciting upcoming events. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Amanda.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you join us again. And let's just start out with, would your founder, Barbara Kapitman, be happy with the way things are going with the MDPL?
I think she would be very happy, especially this year. We've done some really great things. We welcomed a new board member, Daniel Seraldo. He's young, he's energetic, and he's really got our organization going on preserving historic family homes in Miami Beach. So that's really great. Her son, Andrew Kapitman, is working on a Barbara Bear Kapitman Memorial in Loomis Park, which will be right across from the Cardozo Hotel. And we continue with some really great projects like the Visual Memoirs Project, which is a video documentary of people's memories of Miami Beach, and it kind of tells the story of the history of Miami Beach through those memories. So yeah, we got some really great projects going on that I think she would be very proud of.
She's smiling from above. Well, this is the 37th, I presume, annual Art Deco weekend, and my gosh, what great work you all have been doing for all of those years. January 17th, Friday, the 17th next Friday through January the 19th. And what did you tell me? Some 50 events? 60 events? What did you say?
85 events.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a lot going on.
So let's get started. I want to hear about the antique experience in Loomis Park. You've put up big tents.
Yeah, so this year, actually, they're building the tents right now as we speak. We added a new component to Art Deco Weekend. We're putting two 90 by 40 tents right on the beach by 11th Street, and they will house Art Deco antiques. One tent is sponsored by Modernism.com, and the other one is sponsored by the Original Miami Beach Antique Show. And they've both brought in their partners and dealers to showcase at the antique experience. And then between the two tents, we'll have a garden, which will be designed by a landscape designer. We'll have a stage with live jazz, and we'll have some outdoor Art Deco antique furniture and sculptures and things like that.
So that is the antique experience, and a lot more going on there. Now, I'm just going down the list, indoor and outdoor movie venues, you're always running great films. And that will take in the Art Deco Center at 10th and Ocean, won't it?
Yes, our indoor films. We're doing a, this year we're celebrating Art Deco at Play. So inside our Welcome Center, we're going to do some children's films from the 1930s or about the 1930s, including films from Shirley Temple and Little Rascals, Annie, things like that.
The Wizard of Oz is included.
The Wizard of Oz, yep. And then outside in Loomis Park at 11th Street, we will be showing The Great Gatsby, the recent one from 2013 with Leonardo DiCaprio. And then we will also be showing Chicago, the 2002 Academy Award-winning film.
Every year you feature lectures, and the Wolfsonian pitches in. They've got iconic playthings with historic style, and what other lectures could we experience there at the beautiful Wolfsonian on Washington?
Well, a week from today, the first lecture will be by the executive director of the Art Deco Trust of Napier, New Zealand, who also produces a large Art Deco weekend festival. So they'll be at ours this year, kind of showcasing their very unique city and all their Art Deco architecture. So that's one that you can expect. A few different ones about antique toys. And one about antique furniture. One, the gentleman from modernism.com will be giving a lecture about his about Art Deco furniture. So.
Now, you love animals.
I do.
And I love the name Art Deco Parade. When does that take place?
So the Art Deco Parade has grown into a full day of events. Mm-hmm. So it's Sunday at 11 a.m., Sunday, January 19th at 11 a.m. The parade starts at 6th Street in Ocean Drive. And actually, the dogs and owners will march down the Serpentine Walkway right to 13th Street, where they'll have a doggy costume award ceremony. And they'll have doggy bags with treats and some fun games and stuff. So anyone's welcome to bring their dog out on Sunday. We welcome everyone to come.
Really?
Anyone can be in the parade.
Wow.
All dogs.
From all of South Florida.
Yep. And the Humane Society will be there adopting dogs. So if you want a dog, come save one.
That's the ARF Deco Parade with awards. You're going to have antique cars lining Ocean Drive. And how many booths might there be this year? There's always a ton.
Oh, I just heard yesterday. I think she said like 195.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, will there be deco-appropriate material as well as arts and crafts? What?
Well, on the street, you'll see a lot of arts and crafts vendors, some antique vendors, artists. And then the main hub for the real nice Art Deco dealers and collectors will be at the Antique Experience tents.
More info at artdecoweekend.com and, of course, MDPL, as in Miami Design Preservation League, .org. But use the Art Deco Weekend if you're coming for parking information, for complete rundowns on all of the things happening. Tell us about some of the musicians. You've got a ton of musicians playing in several different locations.
Yeah, we have... Well, this year we actually have three stages. We have our main music stage at 10th Street, and musicians will be performing there. One is Alan Harris, and I know you have him on the show next week.
He'll be on the 17th performing, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have him back. We'll have one of Miami's favorite bands, Suenelo, and we'll also have a group called Sarah Jane and the Blue Notes. So they'll be playing on the main stage and also... In our Antique Experience stage, another group called the Deco Tones will also be playing there. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that. And then down on 13th Street, we have our children's stage, and that will be packed with performers that are, you know, for kids, magicians, dance acts, the Kazubi Kazoo Show. We have WNDA Jazz Ensemble coming, so... Lots of cool stuff.
So more info, once again, at artdecoweekend.com. Now, I hear there are dance performances and theatrical performances?
Yes. Well, we have always have street entertainment for everyone out on the street. And this year, we have some really fun surprises. You might see the Monopoly Man out there. You'll probably see Shirley Temple several times in all different shapes and sizes. So, yeah, we have some really cool things out in the street.
Every year you feature great films. We did briefly mention the films. Any Deco era films? We mentioned The Wizard of Oz, but can you elaborate on that?
If you come inside to the lecture hall, like I said, you can see like the Shirley Temple films, Little Rascal and Our Gang. And then outside is Chicago and The Great Gatsby, which of course are about that era.
A variety of food vendors, dance performances.
Yep, especially at the kids' stage, lots of dances. And I just want to mention that we have an antique toy exhibit this year inside our Welcome Center. And the... Miami Beach Antique Show is actually helping us put that on, and that's going to be really great.
Well, our time has unfortunately run out. Ms. Amanda Bush, Marketing Director of the Miami Design Preservation League, joining us. Big Art Deco Weekend coming up January 17th through the 19th, and good luck. More info at artdecoweekend.com. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you.